God.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a text.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's from Michael, the musical trucker, who hits me up on the TikTok. So if you want my TikTok, it's just Vic Victorious.
Vic Victorious.
I sometimes post dumb videos. So please give me a like.
Yes. Or a follow or whatever.
Yes, all of the above. But he says, hey, ladies, as Vicky knows, I fell off a machine at work about a month ago, and I've been working on healing. And I found out the other day that I might have a torn Achilles.
Oh,
just waiting on the MRI now. It's great to hear the cast again. I hope y'all have a great day, Michael. The thing with a torn Achilles, if you don't know, those take forever to heal. My dad had that, and it took 7 months for him to heal. He was... Although that's...
Don't tell him that.
I mean, gotta be honest, man.
Because that's like the only injury, like it's a torn. You can't like break your Achilles. It's torn. No, it's worst.
It's like either a muscle or not a muscle. Like I think it's a ligament in the back of your...
And it just snaps, right?
Mm-hmm. My dad says it sounded like you take a belt when you like fold a belt in half and you snap it.
Oh, yeah.
He says that's exactly what it sounded like. Just really loud. And he was playing indoor soccer, so it was very echoey. So it was even louder.
And then was it immediate pain? And then did he collapse? Or did he just not realize what happened until later?
Like, he went down. Like, it was literally, because I'm like, what kind of move are you doing? And he's like, I literally just started to run. Like, that position you get when you start to run. So he had taken a couple of steps and it pulled or tore.
Ooh.
And he, like, went down because he couldn't walk on it. But he didn't realize how bad it was until he went to the doctor. Like, and he went that same day. Yeah.
If Michael, musical trucker, like, it's been a month and then they're like, oh... You're still walking kind of weird. Like, maybe we should check all around your foot and ankle. I'm so sorry. I hope they find the problem so then they can find a solution. But I also hope it's not that. But I hope for a speedy recovery. Do your physical therapy if you go to physical therapy. That is one thing. I've had multiple surgeries. And physical therapy is a bitch, especially doing your exercises like on your own, at home, every day, sometimes multiple times a day. But it really does make a difference.
And I feel bad for you, Sarah, because you have had multiple surgeries, but medication doesn't work on you.
No.
Like pain medication.
Yeah, I don't know what my body's made up of or something. But in the hospital, when I did get some surgeries and they'd like pump whatever kind of drug.
Morphine.
I remember it was morphine specifically that I remember. And I was like, I am still in so much pain. And the nurses were like, dude, I would be dead if I had this much morphine in my body. And I was like, well, can you give me some more?
Because are you sure it's not saline? Here. What are you giving me?
Yeah, you're lying. Yeah. So, I mean, that was rough. And then at home, I'd be like, Mom, I'm still in pain. She's like, dude, I can't give you more pain medicine. Like, I just can't. I'm like, okay,
you will die. Well. Your liver will shrivel up and die.
Yeah. And then she's like, of course, the concern, like, girl, you're having a lot. And for like how many weeks or how many months? Like, we don't want you to have a problem, you know? So hopefully you don't have that problem. And hopefully pain meds actually
work.
Do something. Yeah.
How many surgeries?
So sorry to hear that.
How many surgeries have you had?
I've had two really major knee surgeries, and then I had a wonderful toe surgery, which was an S show, but they like they needed more bone for my toe, so they actually had to like get bone from my heel.
Okay. So
I remember waking up from that surgery and like my heel hurt way more than my actual toe did because of that incision, I guess. And then I've had two minor knee surgeries to take out the screws that they had put in my knees. Yeah.
Weren't you for a minute supposed to get hip surgery?
I've had problems with my hips for a while, ever since after one knee surgery. I think I started to kind of do my normal routine sooner than I should have.
And then you started overcompensating on one side,
maybe? Yes, which totally screwed my hip up. But they never actually kind of realized what was wrong with it. So no, I never had to do surgery, which is good because
that
would be like young with a knee surgery is enough. I don't need like a hip surgery, but my hip still isn't the same. It's so crazy. Yeah.
Does it hurt?
I can just tell the whole, like the
mobility
bone, it becomes out of its socket. What? So there's like this specific move that I have to like do, especially if I'm like doing any type of like working out or like a yoga or anything like that. Like there's a move that I do that I can put it back into place.
Can you, does it make a noise when it, like, oh, when it goes out or in?
When it goes back in, it pops hella loud. Yeah.
I kind of want you to like record yourself doing this next time. I'm curious.
Well, it's crazy because one time when I did see a specialist, because when I explain it, they're kind of like, okay, well, people crack their hips all the time. Like, it's not that big of a deal or whatever. And then this one that was perfect because right as like I was like, I don't know, this it feels out. Let me try to do my move. And I did it. And they like heard it and they were like, oh, that, yeah, that's not normal. And I'm like, yeah, so what the heck, you know? Because I have a feeling like, I mean, it's annoying, it's obnoxious and it hurts. And then once it goes back to place, I'm like, oh, thank goodness. But I feel like in my 50s, 60s, 70s, after having how many years of me doing that, it's going to be a lot of wear and tear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
you're going to be like my grandma. You're going to have like a
future,
but you're going to be the bionic woman.
I know. Well, and honestly, I thought it was super cool. So I have like a very, very tiny screw in my toe, which I recently like started feeling.
Like if I over if, your skin or
yes, over my skin. Because I still have like I think I have nerve damage or something. So I like pressing on it. The pressure of someone like pressing on it feels really good. So sometimes I have to like press it myself. And recently I can like feel the nail sticking out, which like totally freaks me out.
I don't like touching feet, but I kind of want to touch it.
You could touch it. Oh, I'll take my sock off and you and I will. I'll show you exactly where it is. But because
maybe
I
later.
Was,
okay, not right now.
I'll put my shoe back on. But I thought it was really cool having screws in your body. Mm-hmm. So I like wanted to keep them in my knees, but they were so close to my skin. You could like see it, and like it was really irritating if I'd ever kneeled down. So that's why I got those removed. But I still have one in my toe.
Do you keep the screws?
I did. Yeah, I still have them. I found them the other day, actually.
You got to make a necklace or something out of them. Melt them down or something.
I was thinking about making earrings or something, and then I never got like to it. And I was like, when would I wear earrings like that are skulls? We went to like a hardcore party, you know? But like normally, like people would be like, what the hell?
I mean, you can melt them down to little hearts, I guess, and paint them.
That would be cute. But yeah, and if everyone is wondering, because I was really hoping I would go off in a metal detector at the airport, I did not.
I was about to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to New York one time with my dance teacher who had plates, though, and she went off. And I was like, OK, I got to get some plates then.
Don't want to get plates.
I know.
Oh, so, yeah, you definitely beat me in the surgery thing, although I feel like I'm going to probably need it like in my younger years because definitely like my hand. I'm like, I don't know if it's arthritis already because my mom has some arthritis, like a little bit in her fingers and her toes.
Is it like from typing or holding a phone?
I don't know. Cause like it's mostly in my right hand and I hold my phone. I go back and forth with my phone now that I look at it. But when I was yesterday, I got into a bunch of projects in my house because I just decided to go rampant and I was trying to unscrew a really tight screw and my lazy ass didn't want to go get my, impact driver, which is like a, what are they called? Like a power, it's a power tool.
Oh, okay.
It's like a drill, but it's a different type of drill.
Okay.
I was too lazy to go get it to unscrew it. So I'm unscrewing it by hand and my whole wrist, like just that feeling in my hand, like the actual part of my hand or whenever I have to do anything that requires tightening or wringing out, like my whole, like the my palm, like
does
that
it get
meat.
Numb?
It just hurts.
Oh, like,
and I
like
can't.
Achy?
Yeah, like I just can't. Or when I have to grasp something hard, like when, sorry,
yeah, you do.
Like when I have to do painting, like when I've painted, like I painted my bathroom recently. So when I have the roller and stuff going up and down, like it hurts my hand mostly. It's not even
and
my wrist.
Like arthritis. Just,
like, I don't know. My mom says,
does your mom get that kind of sensation?
Yeah. She gets a lot of pain like in her hand, but she lately has been getting a lot, like her fingers get stuck. Like, she'll, like, bend it and can't get it up. And it just, when she does move it, when she's able to push it up with, like, by herself, it, like, pop. Like, just goes up, like, automatically.
Oh, that'd be kind of scary. Yeah. Like, everything
she's
gets
like,
stiff.
I can't. Oh, yeah. So, I feel the stiffness and pain, and I don't know if it's carpal tunnel or if it's arthritis or what.
I don't know if there's surgery for arthritis, though.
No, I don't think there is. But for carpal tunnel, there is.
There is. So, I think it's probably the phone and the computer.
That and then.
That's the. I know a lot of people who are on the computer a lot has the carpal tunnel. A lot of the what? What was that?
I was going to say the hand gesture. I'm like, my youth. I was very active. With the shake weight.
You should always be active, whether it's your youth or not. Never give up the shake weight.
It's hard in a pandemic. I don't know where the shake weights are. What?
They're around.
But side note, remember when we've talked about cuffing season?
Yes.
Like, we found this out a couple of years ago. Cuffing
it's usually
season.
Around, like, the winter time, mm-hmm. like, the holidays. Like,
end of fall. Yeah. You have somebody that you kind of, you can do all that fall crap with.
Kind of like October, stuff, November, yeah, December.
January.
And then stuff. January, you get, like, kind of sick of them. You're like, yeah. New Year's kiss. Okay,
cool. We're done. We're done with all the
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. See you next year, maybe.
Nice to, like, curl up with somebody when it was cold and cuddle with. And
now I'm getting sweaty.
Right. But then, like, yeah, no, it's like, okay, like, spring's here. Let's go find other people. But I swear to God, right now is cuffing season.
Really?
Like, on Facebook, it's like this person, like a person I had talked to once, and he had tried to talk to me again a couple of times.
Yeah.
I drunkenly gave him my number at karaoke once. And
was he hot?
I mean, he's cute. Yeah.
Even sober?
Yeah, sober. But
oh,
the thing
okay,
is,
okay.
I mean, it was cool. Like, it was fine. Like, we were both drunk as hell because he was the host of karaoke.
Oh, dude, we were getting in with the host.
We
okay.
were all S-faced. Like, my best friend and I.
Is.
This was a few years ago. We added each other on Facebook. He ended up being friends with a friend of mine or, you know, acquaintance. And we went to that bar again specifically to, like, hang out again, like, ask him out kind of a thing.
Cute.
Because I thought he was cute. And then the next time I gave him my number, got real drunk. And then we hung out. He's like, yeah, come meet me at work. And I'm hanging out with him. And he is so drunk.
At so his drunk. Work?
Yeah.
Was he working?
Mm-hmm. He was the host.
Come hang out. Like, oh, yeah. I thought maybe he had another job. And I was are you allowed to be drunk?
No, I forget what his other job was. But it just, he was so drunk and so high. He could barely, like,
Function. Have a conversation. And you're just, like, you're not going to remember this.
Yeah, it was just kind of a turn off. And then even having any other conversations with him, because I tried, you know, via Messenger and stuff, he just seemed
not interested.
But, like, the girl, like, I wasn't really interested because I couldn't vibe with him.
Yeah.
But he just got a girlfriend. She was hot.
Ooh.
And I was just like, good for you, dude. I'm not that kind of person. Like, if it didn't work out with us, like, unless we actually dated and there was enough fight there. But if we were kind of talking for a minute and, you know what, it didn't pan out or anything for whatever reason, and you get a girlfriend, I'm like,
well, yeah, it doesn't even sound like you really had feelings for him anyway.
No, but there's some people that are, like, would get that jealous thing or have that tinge of, well, now I want him. No, I'm not that person.
Oh, yeah, like, you can't have what you can't get or whatever.
Right, and, like, I have my own messed up things. I'm crazy my own way, but not like that, so I kind of wanted to point that out when I say it. When I'm bringing up these stories, because the other guy, like the one I had mentioned that I'd been talking to a little bit, he just lives very far away, and it's just been a hard time trying to, like, set anything up with him. And then with my family living with me, I can't have him over.
Yeah, it's always his place, and
it's just too much. And I saw that he just got a girlfriend.
Dang.
So I'm like, you know what? It kind of sucks that we couldn't see where it could go. But on the other hand, I'm like,
were you guys still, like, talking?
Every now and then, just as buddies. Like, we didn't get into any other stuff.
So if you guys, like, if you hit him up to hang out again, do you think he'd tell you he had a girlfriend?
Well,
like, was it going in that direction, kind of?
Not really. Just because, like, we both have been busy. He's got his own business, so he's been doing that, which has grown a lot, which is really, really awesome. And so when we were talking, he's like, I'm sorry, I couldn't talk to you all day because of this, this. And I'm like, dude, you're fine.
So I'm talking to other bitches.
And I'm like, good for you. Like, that's awesome.
So do you think this is, like, cuffing season, or do you think these relationships are, like, real, real?
No, they're real, real. I'm just being a smart ass. Like, it's a thing I notice all in, like, one day, like, two or three other people, like, are in relationships, engaged. Like, one of our friends that used to work here, she just got engaged.
Really?
Addie?
Oh,
so congrats,
yeah.
Addie!
Oh,
so it just,
she was sweet.
It's, I feel like love is in the air right now. Which is,
and maybe everyone's like, oh, it's like 2021.
It's
pandemic,
like,
hopefully it's going to be over soon.
Yeah, it's like people showing off their vaccination cards, whatever, you know, the pickup line.
They're flashing their vaccination, their rings. They're like, if we can make it through 2020, we can make it through life.
Right.
It's so funny because for cuffing season, I'm like, because you'd want, like, cute things to do. And the only thing I thought about, because, like, for me, like, April, May, like, March, like, they're all kind of, like, lame months. I think they're kind of lame. I don't know. Like,
cause,
whatever.
Because, like, sometimes you get nice weather, sometimes you don't. So it's still,
sometimes you don't, especially in Seattle, and it's, like, wishy-washy. But then I was, like, the one thing that I would want to cuff someone if I wasn't in a relationship was to go to the freaking Tulip Festival. Because I love the Tulip
when
Festival.
When is the Tulip Festival?
It's all of April. And all it's of April? Back. Yeah, it's April 1st through 30 or 31st, and how that, many ever days there's in April.
And that's
but
up
you
north,
have to, like,
right?
Yeah, Skagit?
Skagit Valley?
Valley, yeah. And you have to, like, get a ticket ahead of time and really plan it because they're going to do, like, limited people and this, that,
you know,
and the other.
I live up north, right?
Well, girl, you trying to go to the
not really, but you can hang out with me after. Actually, maybe my brother. I think maybe my baby brother would like it, but I don't know if you'd want my baby brother hanging out.
Yeah. Well, see, like, I love going with friends. Don't get me wrong, but that's one of the places that I always drag J Rubs to go to because I'm like, babe, we got to go to see some tulips. We got to drive hella far away to look at some flowers, all for the Instagram pics.
Tell them we'll make it worth it. There's a lot of really good food places up by where I live that you can't get in most places.
Yeah, I got to bribe him.
We got a Sonic. We got a, what is it, a Popeyes.
You don't even know.
A Dairy Queen.
You don't even know. But I'm glad we're having this conversation because April is tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're recording this. So I'm like, we got to look online because the weekends are probably going to sell out real quick. So
get it now, girl.
Yeah, but that's one thing I was like, okay, God, thanks. I could see that. But, like, May, what the hell happens in May? And then June, like,
Mother's
it starts
Day, no,
to
no.
be, yeah,
okay.
only Mother's Day. It starts to be, like, summer. And then, like, sometimes it's cool to be single in the summer, if you like that kind of thing. I don't know how about it will be this year, but.
I mean, yeah, like, there's so many rumors on what will and what will not happen by this year. It's just a waiting game at this point. But, like, I feel like. I think it also depends. Like, for me, not so much for cuffing season, but I'm excited for Easter only because I've already packed up all of my little brother's eggs.
Oh, yeah. What'd you put in them?
Because we don't want to give him too much candy. Candy is a sometimes treat. That's how I bribe him. I'm like, hey, we're getting your hair cut. Here's a lollipop.
Does he get crazy?
Not
when he has sugar?
He's crazy anyways.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, do you, like, notice a difference?
Not really, because it's
Then why don't you want to give him all the sugar? Who cares, then?
Because we don't want him to get cavities.
Doesn't he still have his baby teeth?
Yeah, but, his mom had really bad teeth, his biological mom, when she was a kid.
And but, won't they fall out anyway, and then it's, a fresh start?
Yeah, but if he gets cavities, then we don't want the dentist, giving us mean looks and telling, the state.
Yo, YOLO. They're going to fall out anyway.
he's a foster kid, so... I don't know. We got to be extra careful. But still, you know what? We don't want him to be addicted to candy because we were. My brother and I, we ate a lot of candy, ate a lot of sugar, drank a lot of soda growing up. And he was able to kick a soda habit. And I kicked it for a couple of years. And then I started working at a restaurant again and started drinking. So mixing soda. And then living with my parents right now, we drink a lot of soda.
Really? Just regular? Straight?
Yeah.
Oh, strange.
I think it's a Mexican thing because... There's just soda, Coca-Cola is very popular, Fanta. There's apple soda that's really good.
Yeah, that's not good. That stuff is packed with sugar.
Oh, yeah. So my brother and I grew up eating very unhealthily, and so we don't want him to, and it was hard to kick it for me. And my brother still sometimes eats like crap, especially when he lived by himself.
Yeah.
But he balances it out by running 10 miles a day.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah, it does. But we don't want him to grow up with that. That's why, too.
Mm, okay, so what are you filling the eggs with then? Little dinosaurs?
I did get little dinosaurs. Uh-huh. I got little squishy animals. I got other harder animals, little toys. And then my dad got him a bunch of Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars.
Oh, that's cool.
Some of them didn't
fit.
They must
be big eggs.
Kind of. I couldn't find... You either get the really, really big ones or the kind of big ones. So I did the kind of big ones and just taped them. They look real ghetto. They're not good looking.
Do you guys have a hunt for him usually? I mean,
we did last year because we had my parents' house and they had a big yard. So this year, depending on the weather, if it's going to be nice, which I can check right now, we are going to do it out and right by my house because there's a lot of areas I have all around my house I can do.
Oh, and you can hide eggs and a bunch of other kids won't try to bombard.
No, because I feel like they're all going to do it in their own area. But if it's raining or anything like that, we're just going to hide them in the house.
Yeah, I mean, your house is big enough to where, he'll have a grand time with it.
And Sunday it says there's a 40% chance of rain, so maybe, depends on what time.
Yeah.
But my dad took the day off so he can watch him.
Oh, well, and I feel like he can, run around more this year and, will actually have a better time finding them and won't be what the hell's going on.
Last year he had his bucket and we're come on, and we literally would just kind of go around pointing at them, and when he'd find them he put them in there, but he didn't
get
really
excited.
I filled him with candy, but he didn't really care what was inside of him yet. I think this year he'll have fun popping them open.
Yeah.
So it's going to...
Your parents should do the same for you and your brother.
Don't say that, because they did that when I was like 20-something. Like, dude, in my early 20s, they made an egg hunt for us, but they did actual candy.
I was actually thinking about that yesterday because my boyfriend and I went to the store and we were like, let's make our parents baskets. Mm-hmm. So we like got stuff to make his parents a basket to drop it off. And then I got like... BJ's always trying to be on that good. So I got him a very, very small basket and got him like 3 little treats. And
he's gonna love that.
I'm gonna surprise him with that. But I'm like, wow, we're like at that stage where like we're parenting our parents kind of in a way, because like I don't expect a basket. But then I thought about how every morning Joey, my brother, and I would wake up and there would be like
the Easter basket left, or the Easter left its basket.
And there would be, they would have paw prints of a bunny like popping to so ridiculous, like to our Easter baskets. And then we would have a whole like hunt around our house. And I was like, I wish I could do that for BJ, but I don't think he would like
that. He'd like, you're making me walk.
yeah. He'd be like, what the hell is this on my floor? I'd be like, the Easter bunny came. Yeah, I think
that was adorable. Actually, he might think that's adorable knowing your dad.
Yeah, I just remember that they were the same paw or footprints, whatever the hell, every year of the Easter bunny. I was like, that's really cute. But yeah, so we got a little something for the parents.
Yeah. I did get like a pre-made basket for my little brother.
It has, dude,
like a...
sometimes those are so cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. It has like one of those, like a kickball type ball.
Oh, like a big one?
Yeah, like a regular size one. And it has got some candy, some chalk and stuff. I was like, cool. That's all I need.
It's all
We're
set.
Good.
It's all good.
So when he wakes up, he'll have this and he'll be excited, I hope. So, I mean, I'm excited for Easter, April for that reason. March, I mean, I don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Like, I've gone out a few times to drink, but there's not a whole lot going on in the spring except the nice weather, and I'm taking advantage of it because I'm doing adult stuff to my house.
Yeah, outside.
I put flowers and all that stuff.
Oh, God, like gardening stuff. Yeah. That is adult stuff.
It looks so cute.
Yeah, I do love St. Patrick's Day. I forgot about that. But, like, if it's not on a weekend day, you can't, like, it's hard to celebrate St. Patrick's Day not on the actual day.
Right.
You know, it just feels like, to me, weird. It just is like, it's not really St. Patrick's Day. Like, what are we doing?
Did we hang out 1 year for St. Patrick's Day? In the U District, or who was that with?
Maybe. I might have been there.
Anyways.
I might have not remembered, because usually it gets wild.
I have a funny story about a St. Patrick's Day, but I think it's too much.
It's only too much if you got arrested. No. Which would be dope. Did you get arrested?
No, I got put in a sleeper hold.
Is that when someone chokes you out?
Almost.
Was it by a cop?
No.
Was it a sexy position?
Okay.
Were you acting too rowdy?
Yes. So basically what happened, I was seeing this guy and we ended up becoming really good friends. But at this point, we're just hooking up. We're like, hey, we don't want anything serious. So we're very much like wingmen, but we had hooked up that day. We got all dressed up. We went down the street and went to a bar down the street from his house. That was an Irish bar. And got obliterated.
You need to on St. Patrick's Day.
But one of the things he had said before we started drinking is like, hey, I'm really curious about BDSM and like domination and stuff. And I really want you to dom me. Like, he wanted to be a submissive. And I was like, sure. Yeah, definitely. We should try this.
This was a sober conversation.
Sober conversation.
Okay.
My drunk dumbass.
Uh-oh.
This is not okay. Then when we get to his house, the only thing I remember was pushing him up against the wall, trying to be sexy. Because he's also drunk, he thinks I'm attacking him. The next thing I realize, I'm on the ground. His whole arm is like around my neck. And he tells me, you're going to sleep now. You're going to sleep. And I freak out because I've never passed out or anything like that to my knowledge. Like, yeah. Where you like just...
like blackout.
Blackout or faint or anything. I've never done that and it freaks me out. So I'm literally like tapping. I'm like tapping out. I'm like, no. He's like, I can't trust that you're not going to attack me. I'm like, I promise I'm not. I'm just going to throw up. Because I started freaking out. And then I did go and proceed to throw up. But
so he didn't actually put you to sleep?
No, almost. And so almost. When I tell people that story, they're like, he attacked you. I'm like, technically I attacked him first.
Did you even say anything when you pushed him up against the wall? Like,
I don't remember.
You don't remember being like, it's time to get sexy. Or like,
I don't remember. Because I've done that before with guys. Like, you push them, you're like, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you were like making out or...
So, exactly. So definitely don't do this while drinking. Communicate beforehand. Set your boundaries. Set your safe words.
Yeah, maybe don't start BDSM like when you're both wasted.
Not a good idea. I puked. And the next morning we kind of looked at each other like, what the hell?
Did you tell him like, yo, I was just trying to be like naughty? Yeah. And
I think we went out to breakfast or something and I had explained it to him. And he's like, oh, I did not get that at all. I did not compute.
Oh, he still didn't get that and then took you out for breakfast?
No, he was just like, I thought you were just going crazy in that moment. I'm like, no.
Or was just like really drunk. And
yeah, like some people just get like rowdy when they're drunk. Very lovey and like I get real turned on when I'm drunk.
Well, you should have warned him.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
That's scary.
It is.
Was it scary because he obviously was like way more powerful than you and like could have put you to sleep?
It wasn't so much the powerful thing. I was just, it was definitely I've never passed out before. That was freaking me out.
Oh, you would have woken up. It's fine.
Yeah, but like in that moment of drunken confusion, because I literally remember pushing him. And then the next thing I remember, I'm on the ground.
Yeah, that's
like, really scary. I don't remember going down.
I mean, thank goodness he was like still aware of what's going on and then probably saw that you were just like, wait a second.
No, he probably
realized like, okay, well, if she tries anything else, I can easily put her back in this position.
Right. No, but we definitely talked about it. But that is not something I approve of or recommend. I learned my lesson.
Why you don't like St. Patrick's Day that much.
So I'm like, that's the only St. Patrick's Day I've really gone all out. Got real drunk.
A lot of
whiskey.
And you guys are good, though.
No, yeah, we're good. I mean, he has since moved. And so every now and then we'll reach out. But like,
you should just hit him up every St. Patrick's Day and be like, yo, remember that one time? No? Okay.
No, sorry. Now, like, thinking of the shots of whiskey I took, I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
That being said, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.